Today's 48 Way is number 16, Minimize Business. It begins with a series of 48 ways that deal with the physical world and how we can use it and misuse it. In the world today, the number one meaning for most people is the job they do. They identify themselves as doctor, lawyer, actuary, or accountant. In Jewish philosophy, it isn't like that. Working for a living is a necessity, but it is really a curse. Because Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, God said, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat bread." Instead of a world where sustenance was available without effort, people would have to struggle to put bread on the table. Instead of a world where people could spend all their time on learning, growing, developing deeper relationships with God and other human beings, they would have to spend 40 or 60 or 80 hours a week just ensuring that they could eat. Because work isn't the ideal, the rabbis say to minimize business. Don't treat making money, even though it is a necessity for living, as your life goal. Limit the time you spend at work to the time necessary to make the money you need to make to live. And spend the rest of your time on learning, family, helping others, and doing things that bring you closer to the Almighty. But there is another important tool for living that the rabbis are indicating when they say minimize business. They say limit business, don't do away with it entirely. That isn't just because most people need to work to live. Even the person who is independently wealthy and doesn't have to work needs to gain something from business. This is implicit in the story of the Garden of Eden also. The Almighty doesn't punish his children. When we do something wrong, he gives us a means to fix it up. For what Adam did in the Garden of Eden, work was a way to fix up him and his children. In fact, work fixes up the laziness, the going after the body, that was the major cause of the first sin. The capitalistic profit motive pushes us to use our powers to the utmost. In the book of Proverbs, King Solomon tells us that we need to harness that power. If you seek it like money, Shlomo says, then you can understand the fear of God. Among the many things we can gain from business experience, we learn to have a plan. Every business has to be based on a plan, and successful businesses plan for what is ahead. For life, we should also have a plan. What growth do we want to achieve? Over what time period? How do we intend to achieve that? We learn to work efficiently. A businessman schedules his time and doesn't waste it. He knows he has a limited amount of time in the day to accomplish what he needs to do and plans accordingly. To achieve something in life, you also should schedule your day and use your time efficiently. We learn to have priorities. A businessman will cancel his other meetings if he has an important meeting coming up the next day that he has to prepare for. We need to decide what our priorities are between family, Torah learning, helping the community, and working to support our families. We need to make sure that we make enough time for our top priorities. We learn to be consistent and disciplined. A businessman doesn't sleep late and miss an important meeting. A storekeeper doesn't close down his store because he has a mild illness or a headache. If your learning is important to you, be as consistent and disciplined as those business people. Because of the money we expect to make in the future, we put in years of university without receiving any salary. We apprentice at jobs at low pay. We study things we don't enjoy because we know they are important for our future job. We learn from people we don't necessarily relate to if they can help us to make that money. For our growth in Torah, we should be willing to spend some time in yeshiva if possible. Study things that may initially seem uninteresting or difficult to us. Learn from people who have what to teach but aren't exciting teachers. The point of work is that it forces us to be realistic. A businessman has to know what he wants and how he is going to get it done. We need to run our lives with the same realism. The rabbis use a financial metaphor to explain to us how to get clear about our lives. They say, borer heshbon, make a calculation of the reward of a mitzvah versus the loss from doing it, and the loss from a sin versus the reward it gives you. Keep books on your life. Are you making a profit or losing out? The rabbis didn't want you to spend your whole life just working. They said in Pirkei Avot, limit your work and work in Torah. But they meant that you should work for your spiritual growth with the same drive that you put into working for the growth of your finances. Only then will your life show the profit that your business shows.